Now, the first time I got up to introduce this film, my wife turned to me and said, "Even if it's really shit, well done." Question about the film that they didn't believe I was making, and say, "What's it about?" And I said, "It's a comedy about terrorism." In which case, I think, "Fucking hell, you really should retire." You should be taken away to a home and they shot off Jameson quite a bit of Largactyl or something more. But why make a comedy about terrorism? It's not, I mean, of course, it is a hilarious subject. Filled it with explosives and it sank. It's like a tableau from a comedy that I read. I just kept coming up with four or more examples, so I started investigating it. I just went to talk to people. So went around to security services, talking to a lot of British Muslims, most of whom just to get the context, and then occasionally you meet people who sort of, "Oh, I have a radical past, I'm not radical now," but then they tell you things. So I met sort of real life examples of things that I felt, yeah, this could be comic. I know a guy who had been in the BNP, which is a right-wing group, and in his youth he'd gone around, basically he loved nothing more than beating the shit out of Asian kids. And then he decided, no, I'm going to get more sophisticated, I'm going to mess with their heads. So he bought himself a copy of the Quran in order to beat them at their own arguments. And he sat down and he read it from cover to cover and accidentally converted. And I went to a few court cases, and there was one in particular where there were just sheaves of surveillance material recorded by security services over months. These guys sitting in a flat, plotting to do this and that. These were a bunch of guys who were just, they were borderline competent. They got 600 kilos of fertilizer in a lockup. They'd gone to Pakistan, they'd gone to training camp to learn how to turn it into a bomb. They'd come back, they'd forgotten how to turn it into a bomb. They'd then phoned the guy in Pakistan and they said, hi, we came to training camp a couple of months ago. We just forgotten how to make a bomb, but I wonder if you could tell us the recipe again on this phone line, which I'm sure isn't being listened to by about 500 different international security agencies. So we're sitting around and it's like they were trying to get their shit together, but the conversations that they had were nothing like the conversations you expected to hear from a bunch of terrorists who are